The other day, I was getting ready to head off to school, and I glanced outside to see the weather, and I figured, you know, it looked pretty nice, so I thought the roads would be okay. Little did I know is that the roads around my house were complete sheets of ice. So I was heading down my road, and I went to go stop so I could make a turn, and I couldn't stop. I had no control over the car. I was sliding from side to side. My tail, you know, was doing the whole side-to-side thing, and I slid out into the road and almost into the ditch on the other side, but I was able to, you know, kind of drift out. And thankfully, there was no one coming, or else, you know, it could have been bad. We need to be out of control. Not in the sense that we're driving a vehicle that we have no control over, or that we're doing something stupid that puts our life in danger, but in the sense that it's time to put God in control. It's time to let Him lead in our lives. I'm sorry to say that I'm exactly opposite of this. I want to do everything myself. Ever since I was little, you know, I had to fix my own hair. I had to pick out my own clothes. I even tried cutting my own hair once. That didn't go over well. I have two older brothers, and my mom figured, you know, she's going to have a girl now, and I would be her little doll. Not really. I was my own person. I was Little Miss Independent. I want to be in control of my life. I don't need anyone's help. I like to think that I know where I'm going, what I want to do, what I want to be, how I want to get there. If everything went the way I planned it, life would be perfect. Then I would be perfect. And I would be happy because everything would be in my control. All my plans would work out. In my life, I've had what I would consider my fair share of struggles and burdens, things that are really personal, and I don't share them with anyone. And now, I'm not going to pour them out to you here tonight, but let me tell you, it's a definite physical obstacle in my life. I've tried everything humanly possible to deal with this issue, and nothing has worked. Nothing has helped. I've asked God over and over again, you know, please, please help me. Nothing. I don't hear anything. I don't feel anything. And I definitely don't see anything. He's so silent, giving me the impression that He just doesn't care. All my life, I've heard all the stories, you know, of when Jesus was here on earth and He performed all those miracles and did all those amazing things. Well, why not now? Why not for me? But now I'm trying to take a step back and I'm thinking that maybe that's not the point. A lot of times when I'm talking to God, I find myself asking. I kind of give Him my agenda and I give Him this, like, list. And I'm like, so I have this and this and this. And I want Him to just work everything out the way I want it. I just want Him to work all my plans out. I want Him to fix all my problems so that life can be perfect. I'm trying to find life on my own. I want to figure it out for myself to prove that I'm capable. But what I'm beginning to realize now is that the point of life isn't for me to work it out. It's not supposed to go the way I want it to. The point of my life is so that I can lose my life in Christ. In Matthew 16:25, Jesus says, if you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find true life. In other words, I will experience real, purposeful life, not by getting or achieving what I want, but instead through choosing to follow after God. Jesus is offering us this life that's so amazing. We can't even comprehend how amazing it is. All I have to do is let go of my selfishness. And I can have it. I want to be where God wants me. I want to be out of control in the sense of my goals, my ambitions, and my dreams. And the end result of that is I will get true life. Jesus says that when I'm in quotes in charge of my life, that's when I'm going to lose my life. But if I let Him take control, that's when I'll find real happiness and meaning. Now, when I face my problems, I need to understand that God is using them to make me into the person that He created me to be. Paul, like all of us, faced some challenges in his life. And he pleaded with God. He asked God over and over, you know, please, God, take these away. And he said, God, you know, if you take away my problems, I could do so much more for you. But God didn't take them away. Instead, God told Paul that his power works best through human weakness. Then Paul came to this conclusion that's found in 2 Corinthians 12:10. He said, I'm quite content with my weaknesses and with insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. It's not easy to hand everything over to God. It's not easy to take his plan instead of my own. But that's what it means to be out of control. And that's what I want for my life. I wrote a song, and now I'm going to sing that in conclusion. Happy when I feel your grace, but now I feel you've left this place. Why am I still waiting here for you? Happiness comes from within. It's not something that you can win. Then why am I still searching everywhere? You're the one who holds the key, and you just want to set me free. Help me not to cling to useless things. In a world that's fading faster than we know, help me always want to follow after you and take this broken heart and help it to praise you and take these shaking hands and lift them up to you. I seem to leave behind. Why do I keep setting you aside? I want to do it all myself, scared to let somebody help. Then they'll know what I hold deep inside. Striving to find something true, when I know it's found in you. Help me trust that you know what is best. In a world that's fading faster than we know, help me always want to follow after you and take this broken heart and help it to praise you and take these shaking hands and lift them up to you. 'Cause I don't wanna keep trying to do things my way and continue to fail. 'Cause you offer your love, and I know that you will always prevail. So I'm letting go of this selfishness I hold inside, and I
I want to be out of control. And I choose to be out of control.